with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, October 31st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, the Lamar's Community Football Team makes their third playoff appearance in 4 years, and they're taking on a district rival, the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors in Sergeant Bluff. Our coverage gets started at 6:15 tonight. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock as the Bulldogs look to pull off an upset in the opening round of the Class 4A playoffs. Tune into KLEM Radio for all the live action, and we'll have that for you all throughout tonight starting at 6:15 here on KLEM Radio. And of course, since we don't have anything to recap for you from yesterday in the high school sports world, we thought we'd just dive right on into what's at hand tonight and give you some previews of the four high school football teams in our listening area that will be competing in either second round games for the smaller classes or first round games in the bigger classes in Lamar's case. So strap in, here is your guide and some of the insight you need to know for these playoff matchups involving local teams. We'll start with the contest. We've got, of course, Lamar's Community against Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Bulldogs come into the playoffs with a 5-4 record, actually a worse mark than they've had when they did not make the playoffs last year and when they made the playoffs in years prior. However, the Bulldogs were able to get in via their strength of schedule, and Coach Vigdahl says that Bulldog schedule has prepared them well for this playoff run.
We've been playing playoff games since week two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's one of those things that we've been battle-tested day after day, and we've had our ups and we've definitely had our downs, but our kids have fought through it, and that's what we appreciate about them is, you know what, it wasn't always easy this year, and, you know, we don't have a record that's 8-1, and we played people with, you know, nonstop losing records. We went out, and our schedule was tough.
And it's really no secret what Sergeant Bluff Luton wants to do with the football once they have it on offense. Heck, you and I can figure it out. Sergeant Bluff Luton is the second best rushing team in Class 4A heading into the first round, and they hardly throw the football. Coach Vigdahl says it's no secret what the Warriors want to do, and it's up to his team to make them uncomfortable in that game plan.
They are a run team. Then if they don't want to run, they still run the ball, right? You know what I mean? It's one of those things that's what they do. We have to be able to stop the run. And really the whole key of that is getting them off schedule. You know, you want, if you can go ahead and get them in 2nd and 9, that's what we want. We want them to be able to get off schedule. We want a short first down for us.
The big key on offense tonight will be making Sergeant Bluff Luton respect Lamar's running game.
Their whole basis of their defense is if they can control the box with four guys, that's what they're going to do. So if we cannot run the ball against the four-man box, it'll be a long night for us. So we have to find ways, and we revamped some of the things that we did the first time for tonight's game and stuff. So, you know, they like to slant. They like to get the nose, planting one way or the other on the center and things like that. And they really play with a one-backer. And he's a great linebacker.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight in Sergeant Bluff. Again, our coverage starts at 6:15. Well, the Class A playoff second round matchup in Marcus tonight features two local teams. And we're going to start from the Galen Catholic perspective as the Jays rematch with a regular season opponent in the second round of the playoffs for the second year in a row, taking on a very good MMCRU squad. Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler says this time the Jays are the underdogs, looking to reverse the outcome of the regular season matchup.
We were in the same situation but on the opposite side last year when we beat Woodbury Central in the regular season, and they came back and they made a lot of adjustments in the playoff game, and they were able to defeat us in the playoffs. So we're kind of in that opposite situation where we lost to MMCRU during the regular season, and we went back, we did a self-scout of that game and just looked at what could we do better to put our guys in better position to be successful. And hopefully the guys come out ready to go. I think I really like our game plan and just come out and execute.
And despite losing that matchup 28-7, Galen played MMCRU's stellar passing attack the best out of anybody before or since. They were able to force 3 interceptions in the game, which is half of MMCRU's total interceptions this season. And Coach Schindler says to do that again, they'll have to force pressure on Eli Harpinaw.
The biggest thing to slowing down their pass game, two things really. One, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. If you let him sit back there all day, he's a really good football player. and he'll pick you apart. And then, two, our secondary, our defensive backs and linebackers, they got to have their eyes in the right spot. And that's understanding what the coverage is, where their help is in the coverage, and then get your eyes on the quarterback, and when the ball's in the air, go make a play on the football.
And in a single elimination playoff format like this, little things become magnified. Coach Schindler says those little things can be turnovers or things that may not even show up on the stat sheet.
When you look at playoff football, you have to take care of the football, number one. It's precious. You know, so you want to limit turnovers on offense, and you want to create turnovers on defense. Also, another thing is those hidden yards in special teams. You know, they got a really good kicking game, so to be able to get good returns or, you know, be able to cover their good kickoff return team, you know, those are going to be huge.
On the MMCRU side, the Royals are 9-0 heading into a second round. That has been the hump they've not been able to get over the last two seasons. This time they come into the matchup with familiarity, though, and MMCRU head coach Kyle Oswald says that familiarity tells him that the Jays will want to run the football primarily.
That is their biggest forte, is running the ball, because that's the dudes they have. They have a big line that can create running lanes and go really hard, and so our biggest challenge is trying to simulate just that type of brashness, I guess, the hardcore, almost bully beat kind of stuff up front. So just trying to go to the whistle, ensuring that we're gonna go all out, all play.
And a lot of those great blocking offensive line that Coach Oswald was just referring to play two ways and go to work on defense as well. Coach Oswald says his offensive line will be challenged by a physical box put forth by the Jays.
They're the ones that make things happen 99% of the time, so that the other guys can get the credit. And our line does a pretty good job of that. And then our biggest thing is if we can do what we want to do, then we can, or do what we have to do as far as establishing certain things, then we can do what we want to do. I don't want to have to rely on any gimmicks or trick plays. I want to be able to just play football.
Decision-making will be critical for MMCRU if they want to be one of the last eight teams in Class A for the first time ever. Coach Oswald says that will separate teams at this point in the season.
The last time we played them, we had three interceptions and I think another fumble. And we're fortunate that it didn't come back to hurt us more than it did. So we've got to just make sure that we're going to be making smart decisions, making sure we're taking care of the ball. When we are getting in there, I know they're going to be trying to punch at and rip out the football from our receivers and our backs and everything. So we're going to have to be knowledgeable of that, make sure we understand that that's what they're going to be trying to do.
Of course, kickoff between the Jays and Royals is at 7 o'clock tonight in Marcus at Harold Wood Field. The Hinton Blackhawks are in action in the second round tonight, and they're coming off a great road trip to Emmitsburg, where they beat the Ehawks 32-28. Now, Hinton travels south to Trainer for the second round of the playoffs. Hinton head coach Kadrian Harderson says the matchup with Emmitsburg proved that his team has some toughness in them at the right time of year.
I thought we were real resilient, more so than we have been, you know, in past weeks against real good competition. You know, they came down and they threw the first punch and scored right away. And a lot of times this year we've kind of folded after that point. But I thought our boys did a great job of, you know, moving on to the next play. That one's over. We can't change anything. And we just got to fix from here on out how we approach things.
The Cardinals proved to be an outstanding offensive football team. Trainer ranks third in Class 1A in all-purpose yards this year, with their offensive yards just about evenly split 50-50 between run and pass. Coach Harderson says that makes them extremely tough to defend.
They'll throw the ball on any down, and they'll throw the ball on any part of the field. And as soon as you start playing the pass, they're going to run the ball with Sorensen, who's a very shifty, you know, small but very quick, very fast running back who does a great job of finding the open space. And, you know, their concepts up front are pretty tough. They got some big boys blocking in their zone scheme and a running back that can find the hole. And then when he's not carrying the ball, the quarterback will carry the ball. So very dangerous offensive team.
At this point, you know, punches are going to be thrown a team's way in the postseason. Teams are too good to not throw punches. And it's the opposing team's job to respond accordingly. Coach Harderson hopes that the toughness they showed against Emmitsburg shows up again against Trainer.
the game's going to ebb and flow at this point in the season. They always do. There's big plays here. There's big plays there. And it goes back to, you know, that word I used at the beginning, the resiliency of your team. You know, are you able to fight past the adversity that you're inevitably going to encounter on Friday night? And can you move on to the next play? And at the end of the day, I always feel like in these games, the teams that can overcome the negative the quickest have the best chance to win. And then, you know, the ball's got to bounce your way.
We can't wait to see how things go for our playoff teams. Of course, again, Hinton kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight in Trainer. And then if we take a look at the sports schedule for today, we're going to briefly step away from football because today is also the first day of the state cross-country meets taking place in Fort Dodge. The Class 2A girls cross-country meet runs today where Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, River Valley's Rachel Putzi will try and put a bow on her high school cross-country career. Best of luck to her as she competes in Fort Dodge. Taking a look now at the playoff football schedule for today, some of the pertinent matchups involving our local teams in Class A. First of all, MMCRU, of course, plays host to Galen Catholic, as we talked about a few minutes ago. The winner of that game will get the winner of this contest, Woodbury Central and Madrid in Mobile. Also in action, Sibley Ocheden is at West Sioux. The winner will get either ACGC or Mount Air in that game played at ACGC. Class 1A, Hinton heads to Trainer to take on the Cardinals. The other matchup in that pod sees Ridgeview at South Hardin. Lawton Bronson is at West Lyon. The other matchup in that pod, it's Underwood at West Marshall. In Class 4A, Lamar's Community is at Sergeant Bluff Luton in a game you can hear only right here on KLEM Radio. The other matchup in that pod, it features Glenwood at North Polk. Other 4A matchup of note, Fort Dodge at Newton. The other matchup in that pod sees Lewis Central at Gilbert. Some other matchups of note, Class 2A, OABCIG's at Kemper Catholic. Unity Christian is at Cherokee. In Class 3A, Atlantic is at Bishop Heelan, while Sioux Center plays host to Des Moines Christian. Then in 5A, Sioux City East hosts Dallas Center Grimes, and then they'll get the winner of this matchup, Indianola at Waukee Northwest. Well, for more sports news, make sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Encourage you to look there tonight. We'll post all the playoff scores from all the playoff games in the state of Iowa, so you can see how our local teams did and compare them to some of the statewide matchups as well. Check those out on our website tonight at KLEM1410.com, and make sure to tune into playoff football here on KLEM. Lamar's at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Pre-game coverage at 6:15 with a Radio Iowa scouting report right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.